presentation of the North Bay Report on KRCB is made possible by our members and by SolarWorks, reminding you that California currently pays for about 20% of your solar electric system, but that solar rebates are decreasing over time. More information at SolarWorksCA.com.
This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. In the fertile soil of Sonoma County, there's more than grapevines, vegetables, or baby salad greens taking root. Farms Not Arms is a Petaluma-based organization that was begun in 2005 to offer small farmers a way to be active in peace and social justice causes. One of the programs that has emerged is the Farmer Veteran Coalition, which co-founder Michael O'Gorman says was developed as a response to a pair of previously unconnected trends.
We were motivated by an article that we read that showed that there was a extremely disproportionate number of veteran fatalities in both Iraq and Afghanistan that were coming from rural areas. And at the same time, we have a crisis in agriculture for lack of young people going into farming. The average farmer is just about 60 years old, and for every two farmers that retire, we get one new one. And so we thought, well, what a great opportunity to try to create some job opportunities on a farm.
But these aren't just any jobs. By offering an alternative to both the military and industry, O'Gorman says hands-on farm work can salve a war-wounded spirit.
You know, it says in the Bible to turn your swords to plowshares, and that coming home from the war experience and being in touch with nature, working with plants and working with animals, working outside, creating life is a good thing, and participants are finding it as a really positive experience, a healing thing.
One of the first opportunities to put that concept into practice is a 20-acre farm west of Sebastopol, where Iraq War veteran Matthew McHugh leads a small crew growing greens, vegetables, and fruits for a popular local restaurant.
The biggest therapy is the fact that it's challenging, that there's a lot to it, and that I have to really step beyond my regular limitations, and I have to learn a lot of skills just to succeed.
Yet, as he continues talking about his life at the farm now, McHugh winds up affirming the ideals that O'Gorman envisioned.
In the military, your success is defined by bad things happening. People shooting at you, you shoot back, you do a good job, you get a medal. Here, your success is defined, and events in your life are defined by harvest and planting things and taking care of plants. And I think there's something kind of divine in that.
Seeing that the concept is working, the Farmers Veterans Coalition is now trying to export the idea to other states. But O'Gorman says one lesson they've learned already is that for the program to succeed nationally, it will have to maintain a strictly apolitical stance.
We're not a political group. We don't want to take any position on the war. Part of that is so that we can have access to military job fairs and to the military and have large farming operations support ourselves financially. So we don't want to take any position about the war or proselytize.
To find out more, you can visit the websites at farmvetco.org or farmsnotarms.org. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.